covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Not to create false hope, but this is too huge not to mention. Scientists at Cardiff University have discovered a part of our immune system that can kill prostate, breast, lung, and other cancers in lab tests. The findings, published in Nature Immunology, have not yet been tested in patients, but the researchers say that they have enormous potential. Experts are saying that although the work was still at an early stage, it is very exciting. Our immune system is our body's natural defense against infection, but it also attacks cancerous cells. The scientists were looking for unconventional and previously undiscovered ways the immune system naturally attacks tumors. What they found was a T cell inside people's blood. This is an immune cell that can scan the body to assess whether there is a threat that needs to be eliminated. The difference is that the one in particular that they discovered can seemingly attack a wide range of cancers. Researcher Professor Andrew Sewell says, quote, "There is a chance to treat every patient. Previously, nobody believed this could be possible. It raises the prospect of a one-size-fits-all cancer treatment, a single type of T-cell that could be capable of destroying many different types of cancers across the population," end quote. The discovered T-cell was able to kill a wide range of cancerous cells in the lab, including lung, skin, blood, colon, breast, bone, prostate, ovarian, kidney, and cervical cancer cells.
Wow.
Crucially, it left normal tissues untouched. Exactly how it does all this is still being explored. The idea is that a blood sample would be taken from a cancer patient. The T cells in the sample would be extracted and genetically modified so that they were reprogrammed to make the cancer-finding receptor. The upgraded cells would be grown in vast quantities in the laboratory and then put back into the patient. Daniel Davis, a professor of immunology at the University of Manchester, said, quote, "At the moment, this is very basic research and not close to actual medicines for patients. There is no question that it is a very exciting discovery, both for advancing our basic knowledge about the immune system and the possibility of future new medicines," end quote. More safety checks will be needed before human trials can begin.
Wow. I like this. This isn't necessarily a tech story, but it's a human interest story that is here because of tech.
Sure.
The advancements that we have made in science to be able to get to the point where it's like, what else is there? Mm-hmm. Let's explore the body even further. Let's alter this cell and see what happens.
Yes.
And boom, suddenly we're going, is this it? That is so cool.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The truth of the matter is right now, cancer treatments are just, they seem so barbaric right now. They're life-saving, but they're super intrusive. So, I mean, you know, the chemotherapy, surgery, the things that are just really, radiation, things that are really detrimental to the human body just to keep it alive. If you can have an immune response against cancer that just annihilates any trace of it, I just cannot wait.
I don't know. Like, does anyone else feel that like excitement and the anticipation? Like, could it be? Like, could that be possible?
And from what I understand, all they're doing is taking the T cell that you already produce out, and they're just replicating it. Like, they're kind of growing more.
Well, they're altering it to put in the receptor to find the cancer cells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a bit of a genetic modification, and then they're culturing more.
So there can't be adverse reactions because it's your own.
Sure.
I
don't understand the science. I can't pretend to understand
Sounds
the science.
Good.
But I know there was a time in our history when penicillin didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was discovered, if you will.
No, it was a mistake.
Yeah, but so
penicillin was an accident.
But then,
so when it was accidentally discovered, how earth-shatteringly Like, how many lives were saved? How many lives were improved because of it?
It's, you know what? I was having a conversation with one of my clients the other day, and her older siblings were born before penicillin.
Oh,
and
wow.
She said, the reason I'm not deaf is because penicillin existed for me and not for my brothers.
Aww. Wow.
Right? So
it's heartbreaking, and yet at the same time, it's like
it's
awesome.
It's the dawn of a new era.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool.
So are we at that point with cancer? I don't think we are, but I'm
so
hopeful.
Close.
I'm like, I'm so hopeful in humanity and our ability to accomplish that, because I just want that.
Yeah.